Hello, I'm Terry Bennett, and welcome to another edition of Organ Stop, our regular program dedicated almost entirely to music written for the organ. We feature mainly classical composers, but with the occasional surprise thrown in from time to time. This evening, we're featuring works by Bach, of course, Vierne, Howells, Liszt, Saint-Saëns, and others. Our piece by Bach this evening is one of his six great preludes and fugues, that in C major, BWV 547. This is among Bach's later works and belongs to the period during which he was at St. Thomas Kirk in Leipzig between 1723 and 1750.
Thank you.
Bach's Prelude and Fugue in C major, BWV 547, played there by Dean Bilmeier on the Church of St. Michael in Leipzig, or it could have been the city church in Salzungen in Germany. It doesn't say. Louis Vierne was one of the great French organists of the late 19th and early 20th century. He was born in Poitiers in 1870 and was nearly blind from birth. He entered the Paris Conservatory and from 1892 served as assistant organist to Vidor at Saint-Sulpice. He subsequently became principal organist at Notre Dame Cathedral, where he stayed until his death in 1937. The Carillon de Westminster dates from 1927 and is, of course, based upon the famous chimes of the clock at the Palace of Westminster, colloquially known as Big Ben. The story goes that Vierne asked a friend to hum the notes to him. Either the friend or Vierne got the melody slightly wrong, as the piece differs during the second quarter. It may be that Vierne just decided to alter it to suit his own purposes. The Carillon de Westminster by Louis Vierne, played there by Olivier Latry at the organ of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. Herbert Howells was an English composer, an organist and a teacher, who lived between 1892 and 1983. He was born in Lydney, Gloucestershire, and his father played the organ at the local Baptist church. He attended the Royal School of Church Music and was later to become a long-serving member of the staff there. He is famed for his prolific output of Anglican church music, and it's an example of this that we're about to hear. His sequence for St. Michael dates from 1961 and was composed to mark the 450th anniversary of the founding of St. John's College, Cambridge.
Thank you.
a sequence for St. Michael by Herbert Howells, and the organist there was David Birchall, and the choir was that of New College, Oxford. Franz Liszt was a prolific 19th century Hungarian composer who wrote mainly for the piano and orchestra, but is also known for some of his organ repertoire. He was a contemporary of such great names as Chopin, Wagner, Berlioz, Schumann, Grieg and Saint-Saëns, and is credited through his work with influencing his forward-looking contemporaries and 20th century styles. Here we have Liszt's Prelude and Fugue on the theme BACH, first composed in 1855, but subsequently amended in 1870.
Thank you.
Georges Bizet was a French composer of the Romantic era. He died in 1875. He was an outstanding student at the Paris Conservatoire and was recognised as a brilliant pianist, but his works, mainly operatic, achieved little success before his final composition, Carmen. Here we have an organ transcription of the Caprice from his three Sketches musicale.
Thank you.
Bizet's Caprice, Opus 33, played there by Arturo Sacchetti at an unknown instrument. Charles Camille Saint-Saëns was a French organist, composer and conductor of the Romantic era. He wrote a modest amount of music for the organ, probably the best known of which is his famous organ symphony. Here, though, we have a much more gentle piece, his Fantasy in E-flat, otherwise known as the Echo Fantasy, and this is played by Gerard Brooks on the organ of St. Antoine Church in Paris. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Organ Stop. Until next time, goodbye.